When God interrupts. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of what you just like to be interrupted? Yeah, probably nobody, right? I don't see any hands. None of us like to be interrupted. When just we've got something to do, just we want to do it and get it over with and move on. But sometimes God interrupts because I don't like to be interrupted. In fact, I hate to be interrupted. Some interruptions, though, they are fun. Okay? Oh, like an old friend calls. You know, just you're busy and there's the phone. And quite frankly, I hate the phone. But if the phone rings, I do pick it up. I don't let it ring. And sometimes it is an old friend calling. Now, that's a fun interruption. But then there's others that come at the worst possible time. And what Laura's smiling because she knows what's coming. Let me give you an example. While just preparing this here sermon, at least three interruptions happened. My computer started to have problems. And I'm there, starting it, got the outline started. And all of a sudden, nothing. Nothing's typing out. What scan's running. It's like, oh no, here we go. And it locked up like what 2 minutes later. And it's doing nothing now. It's like, okay, now I have to crash it. I crash it. Okay? And now I think, okay, while that is, rebooting, let me run to the post office. I got some stuff I have to do there. It's just downtown. It's 1.6 miles. And I quickly did that. Come back home. And with Tim's homesick, Cody's homesick. And as I walk in the door, and there's another phone call. It's Laura calling. Dad, I'm sick. Come get me and take me to the doctor. My ear hurts really bad. Yes, it did, about 3 days long. So it's like, okay, here's another interruption, three interruptions. And it's like, when am I going to get to my sermon? But God has plans. And what God always works things out. Now, what I'm going to do tonight is what to look at the Christmas story and what to see how people responded when God interrupts. Let's pray. Father, as we open up your word here in what Luke chapter 1 and 2 and in what Matthew chapter 1, may you help us, Lord, to see what to do just when you interrupt us. As we look at what three characters, may we see what they did. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, your outline. Very simple outline. You can follow it. If you've got a pen, you can jot down and fill in the blanks. Quite simple. Okay, A. The first to be interrupted, Mary. Turn with me just to Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26, please. And I'll start reading. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel just was sent from God to a city of what Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph and of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And just when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Verse 32, he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And what therefore forges also that holy thing which shall be born of thee will be called the Son of God. And we'll stop there. Notice this passage. This here passage doesn't tell us some things. It what doesn't tell us is what Mary is doing. She appears to be alone. Probably just doing her what daily routine. Maybe preparing just for her wedding with Joseph. But it does what tell us who is interrupting. First point there, just who interrupted Mary? Gabriel, sent from God. Look at verse 26. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel just was sent from God." That word "sent" means sent on a mission. God was doing something here. He was in interrupting Mary. And when he was sent with a very important message. Now let's look at Mary. Okay, the one that is interrupted. Okay, just Mary just was highly favored. And that word "favor" means endued just with what special honor, one of a kind honor. Mary was to get something special here. That word also means to grace. God was going to grace her just with something very, very special. But also, just Mary had found favor with God. That's a difference, just word "favor." That word means gratifying. Manner or what act. But especially the divine influence on the heart. And its reflection in what life? Mary's life was acceptable to God. It brought others benefit, and it brought God pleasure. That is who God is interrupting here. And just what is the reason for this interruption? Look at verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Mary just was about to conceive and what, bring forth a son that would be called Jesus. Look at verse 32. He is, and what he shall be great, and what shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of what, Jacob, forever. And of his what, kingdom, there shall be no end. God interrupted Mary to tell her this. This was not to be a surprise. That what's happening to me? No, God wanted her to know. God interrupted Mary. The reason is just for Jesus' sake. Now, just what is Mary's response to this interruption? Look at verse 38. And what Mary said, behold, the handmaid of what the Lord, let it be unto me, oh, according to thy word, and what, the angel departed from her. Mary called herself a handmaid, or what, bond servant. That word handmaid means a female slave, voluntary or involuntary. It's a bond servant, and what servant does is what the master asks. Notice what she said: "Let it be done, oh, according to thy word. Let it be done, Lord. If this is what you want, then let it be done." Mary's response. Not like my response is when I'm interrupted. Oh, please, five more minutes, Cody. Let me finish this. Right, Cody? That happens sometimes, right? He's in the office. He's, you know, dad. And I got to finish something. But not here. Let it be done, oh, according to thy word. The interruption didn't bother Mary. Now we go just from Mary to her espoused husband Joseph. Please turn with me to what, Matthew just 1:18, please. Back to Matthew just 1:18. Now the birth of what, Jesus Christ, was on this wise. And just when, as his mother Mary was espoused to what, Joseph, before they came together, she was found as with child, is of the what, Holy Ghost. Verse 19. Whoops. Then what, Joseph, her husband, just being a what, just man, and not willing to make her a what, public example, was minded to put her away privately. Joseph had a plan. Joseph knew Mary's pregnant. It's not my child. Joseph had a plan. Being a what, just man, he was going to put her away secretly. Notice he was just. That word just means that he acted fairly, plus innocently. Joseph, he was holy, he was righteous. And side note, Mary chose a mate wisely. Mary chose wisely. Also, Joseph was not willing to make her a public example. Okay, he didn't want to expose her to infamy or what to put her to an open shame. He wanted to protect her. Yeah. He was going to put her away. That means to release, to divorce, and to set at liberty. But he was going to do it secretly. He didn't want others to know. This was private. Joseph was a gentleman. Joseph did what was right. But as he's pondering this, there's an interruption. Who interrupted Joseph? The angel of the Lord. Matthew 1. And look at verse 20. But just while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of what the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that just which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There is the interruption in a dream. And see, the man Joseph had a plan. But God interrupts that plan because God has other plans. And God, he would send the angel to a Joseph in a dream. He interrupts. And just what is the reason? To fulfill what was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. That word fulfill means to satisfy, to finish, or to verify with a prediction. It means to complete, to perfect, to accomplish. Look at Matthew 1:22 and 23. And now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of what the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and what they shall call his name, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That's Isaiah 7:14, just like Sean mentioned this morning. God with us. God interrupted for that reason. Take Mary. She's thy wife. She's going to give birth to a son. Emmanuel, God with us. He's going to need a father, an earthly father. You need to be that father. God interrupts Joseph. What changes Joseph's plan. And just what is Joseph's response? Then with Joseph being raised from sleep, did as the angel of what the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. That word did means to make or do without delay. It means to execute, to perform, and to yield. Joseph yielded to God's plan, not his own. Joseph obeyed. Joseph did what the Lord said without delay. Nothing hindered him. He didn't stop thinking, oh boy, here we go. He did it without delay. What about you? When God says, do it, what do you usually do? Later. No. And just without delay. Now, our next interruption takes place back in Luke chapter 2. And so let's go back to the book of Luke chapter 2, please. Beginning in verse 8. Verse 8. And when there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping just watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of a great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in a swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came just with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And just when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. They were shepherds. They were interrupted also. They were in the field, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Now that word abiding just means camping out. That word keeping watch means to be on guard. Means to preserve. Means to cage, to hold. That's what shepherds do. They would preserve their sheep. That's their daily task, and they were going about it at that night. But God had other plans that night for them. Great plans that night. Because they were going to become missionaries. They were going to go forth. Yehu was there and interrupted them. The angel of what the Lord came upon them. If you turn over just your sheet, it's on the back. Okay. There, and with the angel of the Lord again, he interrupts, sent by God to interrupt the shepherds. And in what Luke 2:9, they were sore afraid. This angel came upon them suddenly, and they were terrified. But they listened to the message. They listened to the message. What was the what reason just for this interruption? A what Savior has been born in what Bethlehem, which is Christ the Lord. A Savior has been born. That's the interruption. This is great news. And the Lord tells lowly shepherds, you know, all they do is take care of sheep. That's all they do. And with the angel goes to them as was sent by with the Lord. For unto you is born this day within the city of what David a what Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And what this shall be a what sign to you, and what ye shall find the babe is wrapped in what swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. These shepherds knew just where all the mangers were, because they used them all the time. So they could quickly go and find where this child was. Notice, lying in a manger. Now, just what is the shepherd's response to the interruption? Notice their response. They said, "Let us now go." You know what? They didn't think about it long. Let us now go. They were going to go find this baby. They didn't hesitate. They went. They checked all the mangers. Next. Whoops. They made known abroad. Once they checked out, just to be sure this was right, they made known abroad. They started telling others. Started telling others what the angel told them. They were being missionaries, going forth telling others the good news that a Savior has been born. And He is Christ the Lord. Then they returned glorifying and what praising God. They returned back to their sheep. And they must have had a praise service. I just wonder what they sang that night. They praised and what glorified God. What should we do just with interruptions. We get interrupted all the time. Yeah, how should we take them? Number one, be like Mary. Be a handmaid, bondservant of the Lord. Take it as coming from God. God allowed it. God knows all things. God causes that. God allows it to happen. And so be a bondservant. When just Laura had to go to the doctor, I had to put this down and serve her. And what take her to the doctors, even though I know it's going to take at least an hour. But it's like, you know what? Be a servant. Don't put it off. It needs to be done. Two, be like Joseph. Yield to God's plan, not yours. Joseph yielded. Joseph had a plan. And what God in what interrupted that plan, and then what Joseph did, God's plan. And what Joseph just threw his plan in the trash. It's gone. Three, be like the shepherds. Go and tell others is what God has, what told you, and what shown you, and what glorify and praise Him. Let's pray. Father, may we see these interruptions as from your hand. As, Lord, you interrupted Mary and with Joseph and the shepherds. They were living their lives as they saw fit. They were seeking to serve you, it seems. At least Mary and Joseph were. And yet, Lord, you turned their path by these interruptions. Thank you for sending just your Son, for interrupting history and what sending forth the Savior. In my Jesus' name.